Okay, tactical strategy number three is client events. And the concept behind this is that, as we talked about in the referral, tactical strategy, client referral, the majority of clients that are satisfied want to help you. They feel good about you, they wouldn't do business with you. But oftentimes, they're not sure how to do that. You know, somebody might not come to mind right away. They need help coming up with people that they should introduce you to. And so part of the idea behind a client event is to do that. So I want to talk about two different types of client events. I'm going to talk about one, then the other, and then I'm going to tie the two together because they are tied together. So let's talk about more of the traditional client event to begin with. You set the stage during the referral process. You actually mention to the client that you're going to invite them to a client event, and you would encourage them to have somebody come, somebody join them, a guest that they think you should meet. So you've set the stage. So what you want to do is basically organize your clients around what their interests are. So number one is you have to know what they are, and number two is having small events around those interests. Examples could be golfing, they could be going to performing arts, it could be fly fishing, it could be art shows, it could be any number of different things, fine dining, wine tasting. You know, find out what your clients like and organize small events around that. And so once those events are organized and you know what your clients like to do, you'd call the client up and you'd say, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Client, you know, I mentioned that we're going to have some fun events. I know you're an avid golfer. I know that you love the opera, or I know you love the performing arts. And I put together a very special evening or very, very nice golf outing that I'd like to invite you to. And as I mentioned to you before, I'd really encourage you to bring someone you think I should know, someone with a net worth similar to yourself or that you believe have a net worth similar to yourself, that I could meet in a non-threatening way. I'm not going to do any business. I just want the occasion to meet people you think I should meet. Does anyone like that come to mind that we could invite? In most cases, if you've got a good relationship with the client, they'll absolutely invite a guest. And so now you, and it may be you and your spouse and the other spouses, or it may be just you and the client and the guest, do whatever event that you're going to do. And the idea is that you're getting to know them. You're building, it's starting to build the relationship. Do you remember what I said earlier, that the top advisors started with the personal and then went to the business? That's what the strategy is about. It's an occasion to meet somebody, to build a relationship with them. Now, what you do after that is the key. So I'm going to stop with that, and I'm going to go to the second strategy, and then I'm going to tie the two together because the second one answers the question that you probably have about the first one. So the second client event is to have, on a regular basis, investment strategy sessions. Your clients, whether you realize this or not, are interested in being reminded about the process, the investment process that you use. They want to know about the new tools that are available that you use on their behalf, and they want a market update. Now, this doesn't have to happen every month, but if a client's invited to one of these investment strategy sessions once a year, that's an appropriate time frame, and maybe even twice a year. They want to know what you think. And so if you put together these investment strategy sessions for your clients and ask them also to invite people that they think you should meet and that would like to know more about how you invest money in your wealth management process, you're going to have both clients and guests of the clients to come. Additionally, these investment strategy sessions enable you to invite your professional referral sources to come with a potential client to kind of see how you invest money. It's also an excellent way for people that are in your prospect pipeline to invite them to come. And so you've got a number of different people that you can be inviting to these investment strategy sessions. I think of it as a catch-all. It's a way of sharing how you invest money and your unique process to people in a non-threatening way. Some of the top advisors do this in a very formal, nice dinner. Others just do a breakfast or a brown bag lunch. It doesn't really matter. It's the fact that you're doing it on a regular basis. Now, let me tie the two together. So you're doing the first client event, and let's say it's golfing, and at the end of the golf round, you're having some drinks afterwards, or you're relaxing after the round, and the guest says to you, well, you know, I know you're with XYZ Financial. What do you think of the markets right now? Or what do you what exactly do you do with XYZ Financial? Or what are you telling your clients right now? Okay, this is where you tie the two together. Say to the prospective client, you know, the short answer for that is that I'm very optimistic about the markets, and I think that, you know, even though we've had a pullback right now, that good things are on the horizon. But there's a lot more to that, to answer that question, than the short answer. And we have an investment strategy session planned for our clients in 2 weeks. And I would love for you to be a guest, just to find out more about exactly what we think of the markets and our approach to investments. And, you know, I'm sure you'd learn something. Would you consider coming? That's a transition, right? So if you don't have that, then it becomes a little bit of an awkward conversation in terms of transitioning from personal to business. But if you have an investment strategy session, it's a very easy, non-threatening way to bridge the relationship from personal to potentially business. So then you're at the event, and the prospective client has come. You've got your clients. You've got some professional referral sources there. You've got some prospective clients there. And you start the session by saying, you know, we want to thank our clients for coming, and we also want to thank our prospective clients for being here. And what we'd like to do is, after the session is over, we have a unique and special way of doing business, of investing money, rather. We would like to have the opportunity to invite our guests to introductory meeting or a discovery meeting where we can learn more about you, and you can learn more about us on a one-on-one basis, and we hope you will accept our invitation. So let me share with you what we think of the markets and remind our clients about our wealth management process and share with you some of the new products and services we have available or the tools that we have available. Make sure that we introduce all of our team members to all of our guests. So what you've done is that you've set the stage, or you've made the transition from the personal to the business. And obviously the next step is calling the prospective client and inviting them to a one-on-one discovery or introductory meeting, and the transition from personal to business has occurred. So the goal in terms of these client events is that if you're going to get 4 client referrals through tactical strategy 1, you know, the direct asking, you're going to add or improve to those results by having these client events. And I would say at least 2 to 4 new clients will come to your practice if you're organized and you do these client events on a regular basis.